Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
Ah, what's up? Good morning. Welcome into the show on this wonderful Friday. Happy Friday. Happy almost weekend. Bill Ryder with you. 855-212-4CBS, Twitter Sports Writer, Sports R-E-I-T-E-R. Buy or sell in 20 minutes. It's pretty exciting. Bum of the week at the end of the hour. I love this because we get bum of the week to close the hour, and we get the opposite of bumdom right now. To begin the hour, one of my favorite writers, analysts, thinkers about the NBA, multifaceted, talented Tom Haberstroh joins me on the show right now. Mr. Who? How many people call you Mr. Haberstroh in your daily life?
Oh, nobody, because they can't pronounce it. So it's usually Mr. H. If they go with the Mr. You know, I got a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old, and all their friends just call me Mr. H or Mr. Tom.
TomTheFinder.com on Substack, also a Trailblazers analytics insider. That's pretty adorable. I wish I was Mr. B. On Twitter, on X, at Tom Haberstroh. I really do. I'm going to have Henry's friends start calling me Mr. B. They just call me Henry's dad. Let me ask you this question, Tom. For you, because I said this at the start of the show, one of the things I just really like and respect about you is you are very independent in your thinking. You don't have to speak to this if you don't want. I just think there's a ton of groupthink and conformity in NBA circles. And maybe all those groupthinkers are right. I don't know. Maybe they're following the right person. You think for yourself, and whatever conclusions you come, you know, whether they're in agreement or not with me or other folks, I just respect the way that you go about your business. How are you looking at... It's a five-person ballot. How are you looking at your MVP ballot right now?
Right now, I've got Jokic at number one, and I think what you see with Luka Doncic making this big push, it's a great storyline. I love seeing this because it's the opposite of what happened last year. Remember how last year the farcical finish of the Dallas Mavericks, where they basically tanked so that they could retain their lottery pick, which turned into Derek Lively, and turned out to be the smart move. Now Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving are on an absolute tear and been finishing really strong. And I think people were thirsting for a debate about the MVP. Now that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander got a little hurt and has been missing games down the stretch, it's been an intriguing debate, but I would say Jokic still has my vote. I don't have a vote this year, but I would say Jokic has been the best player this year. And now that Luka has come on strong, I still think the advanced stats point to Jokic and the fact that he's played, you know, a full length of the season, 77 games played and playing at a high level and carrying that Denver Nuggets roster with a lot of injuries to Jamal Murray, where he's been basically in and out of the lineup. And I love the story of the Dallas Mavericks this year, but to me, it's Jokic and it's Doncic in second and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander right there. And then the 4-5 is really interesting. I don't think I can do it, but I really want to put Wemby on my number 5 slot.
Wow. I love that. What about Jalen Brunson?
So Jalen Brunson's in that conversation too, especially because of the fact that, you know, they've dealt with so many injuries this season. Again, Julius Randle being out for, you know, basically half the season, and the Knicks are still in play for that second seed. I mean, how many people would have suggested that before the season, that Julius Randle would be out for half a year? Yeah, you get OG Anunoby, but he's been hurt with the elbow, and they're still going to get the second seed in the Eastern Conference. And by the way, they would get rid of Emmanuel quickly, and you would see Mitchell Robinson be out for the majority of the year. I don't think anyone would have painted the New York Knicks as being a contender to make the Eastern Conference Finals. But here you have Jalen Brunson averaging just about 30 points a game this season and been just the fulcrum of everything that they do offensively. And you know what? Like, you got to hand it to Tibbs. I did not see this from Tibbs. The fact that they're able to put this together, patchwork with, you know, Josh Hart becoming one of the best rebounders in the NBA somehow, and OG Anunoby for Yahoo Sports, I did this video called The Big Number that pointed to the fact that OG Anunoby has had a positive plus minus, meaning when he's on the floor, the Knicks have outscored the opponent in every game this season for the Knicks. 21 games he's played for the Knicks, and they have not lost OG Anunoby's minutes in any of those games. It is a season record. It is a franchise record. And he is coming up close to the 1996 and on modern day play-by-play record of having the longest streak of positive plus minus in the NBA. And that record is set by Malcolm Brogdon in 2018 with 29 games. So what I'm trying to say is Jalen Brunson, he has been the rock for the New York Knicks. And I would suspect that he's going to get a lot of love in that four or five slot in the MVP candidacy. But really, it's Jokic's year.
Is that the 50-40-90 year that Brogdon had in Milwaukee?
It could be, actually.
Yeah, I'll look it up. It's just such a weird...
Yeah, I think when you look at Brogdon in that year, this is a guy who fits, you know, the modern-day era. Now he's with the Blazers, the team that I cover on a nightly basis for their broadcast. And you have to watch this guy to appreciate him. Last year with the Boston Celtics as a sixth man, he was banged up. But he's really, really valuable. And, yeah, Drew Holiday getting that extension to Boston I think was a smart move. He's their Andre Iguodala to Steph Curry and Draymond when he was for the Warriors. But Malcolm Brogdon, very underrated player in the NBA.
A very good player. Tom Haberstroh here on the show. Tom, you brought up Luka and the Mavs, and ever since they, I know there's more to it than this, but ever since they inserted Daniel Gafford into that starting lineup and his minutes went up significantly, and you know, since they sort of figured out the pieces they got at the trade deadline, they have the best defensive rating over this stretch over the course of the NBA. They have one of its best records. They played really, really good basketball. Do you buy them? Let me ask you this way. Well, how do you see the Mavericks as we go almost into the playoffs? What are they to you as a contender or not?
Right now I have them as a two-star contender. I do these title tiers every week at TomTheFinder.com. And I have a five-star contenders where I have Denver. I have OKC. I have Boston in that five-star tier, the top tier. I had last week Dallas at the two-star slot. And I think I'm going to put them up to number three or the third star slot. At the next week when I republish this on a weekly basis every Monday morning, that Daniel Gafford, that acquisition with him and PJ Washington from the Hornets was huge. They created Lob City overnight. Daniel Gafford is, you know, kind of like Tyson Chandler in the sense that he has his vertical spacing threat. And that's what Spo called Chris Anderson in Miami, the vertical spacer. And what he means is, when you throw that lob to Daniel Gafford, Tyson Chandler, Birdman, it creates this collapse of the defense. All these guys have to suck down into the paint to make sure that you can't get a good look on that lob. And that's what Daniel Gafford does for them. And, yeah, in a couple of years, Derek Lively can do that a lot. But when you look at this team in this formation, you've got basically – what Stan Van Gundy called the greatest offensive player of all time in Luka Doncic that he's ever seen, you know, with the ball in his hands, creating so much gravity and attention. But then if you have Daniel Gafford rolling down the rim it makes things so much more difficult for the defense. Now, the question for me with the Dallas Mavericks is always about that defense. How sustainable is it? And I think when you look at the Clippers in that 4-5 matchup, they're banged up, man. And this is perfect timing for the Dallas Mavericks to play this team because Kawhi Leonard has been healthy for the entire season up until a couple weeks ago, and they cannot afford an injury to Kawhi Leonard. James Harden's hit a bit of a wall here, and I think with Daniel Gafford and playing that high above the rim, a vertical spacing, and then defensively being a rim protector, this Dallas Mavericks team is a title contender, but I wouldn't put them on the same tier as maybe Denver, OKC when healthy right now, just yet.
Talking to Tom Haberstroh here on the show. Tom, I was wrong, and so was LeBron. I was so wrong on this play-in tournament. I didn't say the person who came up with this bleep should be fired, but I probably thought it. Maybe I said it. It's amazing. Every game counts. Every game is amazing. I watched last night, and no disrespect to your Trailblazers, but I won't pretend to have watched with great interest as many of those games this year as in years past, but I was riveted last night. I was stuck because I am sort of tracking this idea of the Warriors getting out of the 9-10 and having a chance at being the 7 seed and then presumably then being able to miss the Denver Nuggets. Now, some things have to happen. Basically, the Warriors got to beat the Pelicans tonight, and the Kings have to lose to the Suns. I think that game's tonight. Whenever that game is, because they finished the Kings with your Portland Trailblazers that you work on the broadcast with as the analytics insider. All of which is to say, very unclearly and poorly, that there's a world where the Warriors can climb out of that 9-10 spot. What's the likelihood for you? I know it's just a few games for each team, and if it happens, what kind of chance do you give the Warriors to do something that would, from the outside looking in, be shocking if they do avoid the Denver Nuggets in the first round of the playoffs?
I'm telling you, man, if Minnesota gets the number one seed and the Warriors are the eight, I'm picking the Warriors in that series.
Me too.
I just see the chess pieces moving for Steve Kerr and Draymond and Steph, and it feels a lot like to me like an 8-1 where it doesn't really feel like an 8-1. It feels like a 4-5 or something like that. And I just think that Steph Curry, he's healthy. Last night turned it on when it mattered most, and it felt like an inevitable thing that was going to happen to the Blazers, where the Blazers hung around, and then Steph Curry was like, yeah, I'm taking over this game. And against the Minnesota Timberwolves, you hear the little chirping from Rudy Gobert when they went small, or the other day, who was it? It was Denver went small with Aaron Gordon at the five, and the Timberwolves had no answers for it. And you hear Rudy Gobert talking about, hey, we weren't able to punish them when they went to the small, and we need to punish them on mismatches. I'm sitting here being like, yo, this has been the problem for years with Rudy Gobert, right? And so if they can't solve that for the postseason or getting ready for the postseason, that's a problem. So if they had played Minnesota or been slotted next to Minnesota, I think the Warriors would have a great chance at winning that series and making the upset like we saw with Miami last year with the Milwaukee Bucks. But I'm telling you, man, if Jamal Murray is healthy, no one's beating this Denver Nuggets team. And so if the Warriors get slotted eighth, I think that would be a real bad thing for the NBA, because I think this Warriors team has a run in them. If they go against this buzzsaw that is the Denver Nuggets, I think it's going to be over in like six games. But it's going to be a fun series, but I just can't see the Warriors overcoming the Denver Nuggets. But if they can avoid them, watch out. The Warriors are a sleeping giant. As I've always said on this show, I feel like people sleep on the Warriors way too much, and Steph Curry looks healthy, and they are on a roll right now.
100% with you. Top 10 in offensive and defensive rating since Draymond got reinserted into that starting lineup after his shenanigans. Late January was the reinsertion, not the shenanigans. I'll say this too. I mean, so the Nuggets, I love it, but it's hard to keep track of all this stuff, Tom, on the top, just to memorize it. But I believe the Timberwolves have the tiebreaker over Denver. Is that right? So I think Denver has to win out to be the one seed. But they've got the Spurs, who've been tougher lately than you might think looking at their record. And they've got the Grizzlies. So there might be a world where the Warriors have to get out of that 9-10 to avoid Denver. I love all this stuff at the end of the year. Let me turn you to the Eastern Conference. And look, I'm not a doubter of the Celtics. I know that they're the best team in the East. I think they're probably going to come out. But I think there are questions there. And I thought there were questions about Jason Tatum before your extraordinary amount of reporting and insight on what has been, and this is your work, not mine, Tatum's real struggles over the course of the last several years in clutch time. Just his difficulties in those scenarios. What is your confidence level in the Celtics versus the field right now?
Ooh, great question. I know I'm going to sound like a Miami homer because I lived there for 6 years and covered them up close. But if the Celtics play the Miami Heat in any sort of round here in the playoffs, I'd be very hard-pressed to go against Eric Spoelstra and the Miami Heat in that matchup. Because of the crunch time woes and just clamming up, they are an elite team. They have like the fifth highest point differential in NBA history, something close to that. And I talked about this on the No Cap Room podcast that I do with Yahoo Sports this week. Talked about how Jason Tatum, I think, has the most to gain and the most to lose in this postseason. Like, it's pretty close. Like, maybe you can argue, the Clippers, Paul George, James Harden. But in terms of, like, the reputation around the league, I feel like Jason Tatum has the biggest swing heading into the postseason. If they win the championship this year, I feel like it will cement him as, you know, a perennial MVP candidate. No doubt this guy is one of the top five, top 10 players in the league. And right now, I just don't think that many people have the confidence and feel like Boston, as good as they are, do you trust them down the stretch? Now, their clutch rating as a team is not historic. They are historic when you just look at the overall point differential. But when things get tight, they're just another good team. And I've been hammering this all season long, that they need to get Jason Tatum out of this Mamba mentality and they need to move the ball and rely on Jaylen Brown and Kristaps Porzingis more, because it's too predictable. The five-out offense just lends itself to iso ball, to hero ball with Jason Tatum, who's trying to put the whole entire thing on his shoulders and try to, you know, turn around this reputation that he comes up short in the clutch moments when, like, the numbers are the numbers. And I think that is, to me, really nerve-wracking. I think they're okay against the Bucks. I think they're okay against the Knicks. If the Knicks are healthy, watch out. But if OG Anunoby's banged up and they don't have Julius Randle to kind of provide that scoring punch when things get tight, I think Boston is fine as long as they don't play the Miami Heat, because I just think that Eric Spoelstra, Jimmy Butler, and Bam Adebayo have their number no matter what their record says.
Most people get dumber as they get older. That's just a reality. We get older. A sign that you're getting smarter is when everything Tom Haberstroh says, you go, oh, I think that too. Mr. Haberstroh, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you as always. Thanks for hanging on the show. I always appreciate it, man, when you're able to make time.
Hey, appreciate it. Now go watch the Masters.
Yeah, come on, Tiger. Tom, that's funny. Tom Haberstroh crushing on the show. So many ways to find all the great things that he does. The easiest, just go to X Twitter at Tom Haberstroh. TomTheFinder.com is a Substack. Trailblazers Analytics Insider, doing some work right now for Yahoo Sports. Great guy. Let's buy or sell this thing. Pretty Daddy has put together a smorgasbord of outstanding sports topics, and I'm going to give you a red-hot take, an absolute insight, and perfect clarity and truth and accuracy on every one of them next year on CBS Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to Writer Than You.
Welcome back into the show. I'm Bill Ryder. I'm good at radio, question mark.
On CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. I will say this in my defense. These guys, I like these guys when they, before they were cool, Kings of Leon, and I like them again just as much, continuously, after they're cool. Fair weather music fans out there pulling De Celestinos, is that what they call it?
That again felt unwarranted.
Well, I mean, the Miami thing is where I'm kind of going with that.
Yes, but I've stuck with them for 20 plus years. They're terrible.
But not with your actual teams you grew up with.
I mean, I was a kid when I started rooting for them.
What about the Mets?
Yeah, that's gone by the wayside.
Why?
It's not the same when you're an adult.
Wow.
For some people.
What about, what are you, a Giants fan?
I was a Jets fan. That's also,
Jets fan.
That's also
Jets
gone
fan.
By the wayside.
Yeah, where'd that go?
The wayside, whatever that
you
means.
You don't like anything. You don't like the city.
Not the same as I used to, for sure.
All right. So I'm going to be in the city in a couple weeks. So usually when I come out for, you know, 7-8 days, I'm in the city the whole time. This time I'm gonna be there just a few days, unless I have to go cover some Knicks games, then maybe I'll be there more.
Then we're partying.
Would you go to the Knicks game and then hang out afterwards?
Is the game at 1 p.m.?
No, you know when sports games are.
I don't think so.
Why not?
It's late.
7:30.
It ends at 9:30, 10 o'clock.
A little longer in the playoffs. They're going to stretch it out a little
Plus,
bit.
Plus, you're going to have some work to do, I assume, right?
Only a little after. Here's the thing. Post game's pretty quick. So, in the time it would take you to let everyone file it anyway, because you don't want to be battling the crowd. You just sit in the stands. You watch me do my hit, and then we go have a beer at like 10.
Well, if the game is decided, you leave before the crowd.
No. I mean, how would you know? You don't go to games.
Well,
how do you?
If I did.
I understand. Is it the sports you don't like, or is it the crowd, or is it, what is it about going to live sports you don't, I love live sports.
It's not the sports, it's the commute home, it's dealing with other human beings more so for me.
Who chose where you live?
That would be my wife.
I was going to say it was your choice. That's pretty funny. All right, that's fair. Fair play. Touche. Okay, I hear that. Peaks and valleys. Peaks and valleys. You did not like me living in valleys in my marriage. You were not comfortable.
You should go out of your way to go visit the valley. I didn't think that was wise.
I'm not going to the valley all the time.
Never.
Sometimes.
Never.
Occasionally in the valley. You know, though I walk the valley of the whatever's going on, I'll get out of there.
Yeah, the next word was death.
No, I changed it. All right. Let's do buy or sell.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
All right, here we go, Bill. Lions quarterback Jared Goff wants to see the local Detroit media have a more positive tone than the negative one that surrounded the Lions in years past.
They almost like relish in negativity at times.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's what gets clicks and that's what sells.
Oh my God.
But it's no longer what they need to live in. Like, hey guys, like we have a good team. We've had success. Like, we can be happy about that. We can celebrate that and not have to write about how like we're constantly the underdog. Like, no, like teams are going to be gunning for us now. Like, we won the division.
Bill, buy or sell, this is a fair thing for Jared Goff to say.
Did you hear me sigh? Sell. I mean,
sell.
Where did he give this insightful wisdom about what journalists are doing for money? From his mansion?
He was on journalist? One of the 5 million podcasts that are out there.
Look, if you run your own website, and you create your own website from scratch, yeah, you're going to be in a clickbait, probably. If you are an aggregator for a place like CBSSports.com or ESPN.com, and we have them, you're going to be looking for the things that get the most clicks. But aggregators and people who, you know, work at various sites that have been started up and done pretty well don't cover games day to day. They sit in their house and they aggregate. The actual people who are there don't get clicks. It doesn't work that way. And they're not thinking about... A lot of journalists hate their jobs as much as you or whoever you're listening. They're not like, okay, well, I'm going to sell out my credibility so they can make 3 more cents and give all 3 of that cents to the CEO. That's not... It's just... And also... What are you talking about? The Lions have been bad for 131 years before this past year. They don't have to live there anymore. Cool guy that's been there for a couple years. I'm glad you're an expert on Detroit culture. Give me a break. I got a question for you, okay?
I'm ready.
I'm barging in. We just got an email from the nice lady who sends us notes about our business or our company. What's wrong?
I'm good.
You all right?
What do you got?
You just slap your forehead.
I'm defeated. I'm defeated.
Next Friday, week from today, there's going to be a volunteer effort because there's a U.S. volunteer thing going on around the country. And you could go volunteer in Hudson Square. So you can go volunteer in the neighborhood. It doesn't say what you're doing. Buy or sell, you want to try to volunteer to get out of doing the show.
Sell.
Or just to volunteer because you love people.
Sell.
I actually think you should do this.
Sell.
I think it'd be hilarious for you to check in every 20 minutes and just give us updates on what you're doing in the city.
Sell.
Can I write her back on your behalf and CC David, our boss, and just say Tom DeCelestino would like to do it?
Sell.
I'm kind of tempted.
Sell.
David is very busy today, but David, if you're listening, let's talk about, let's triangulate getting Tommy out there for a little volunteer work in the city with the people in our building.
Sell.
Our corporate company is Odyssey. It's Odyssey. You got to start bonding with Odyssey, not just people at CBS Sports Radio.
Sell.
I hope David's listening.
I hope not. All right, Bill, let's get back to the NFL here. Still no contract extension between Tua and the Miami Dolphins. And as you know, Tua is entering the final year of his rookie deal, and he's set to make just over $23 million. But no new contract won't stop Tua from participating in voluntary workouts next week. He said he will be there. Bill, buy or sell the Dolphins should commit to Tua long term.
I'm going to buy.
Buy.
What a 180 it's been, by the way, for Tua. There's a lack of quarterback excellence. There's a reason that, you know, Kyle Murray, Dak Prescott, well, not Dak right now, but in general, guys get paid and will get paid. It takes one team. I mean, this really comes down to their head coach. I would defer to him incredibly because it's his scheme and his offensive approach and his offensive mind that has been the driving force behind the Dolphins and being able to capitalize on the talent they've acquired. Give the front office tons of credit and the tanking from a few years ago before McDaniels was there, all that stuff. But if he thinks he can win with Tua, the answer is yes, because it is hard to find quarterbacks you can win with. But my guess would be that, yes, that they feel like and they should feel like they can make that work.
All right, Bill, hoopier than now. Some NBA here. Timberwolves big man, Timber! Karl-Anthony Towns is expected to return tonight against the Atlanta Hawks. Now, Cat last played on March 4th because of a meniscus tear in his left knee. I ask you, Bill, buy or sell the return of Cat makes Minnesota a legitimate contender out west.
Sell. I'm out on the Timberwolves. You know that I have a $1,000 bet with one of my co-hosts over at the Beyond the Arc podcast. I've got the Warriors or the Suns or the Lakers. I feel pretty good about that if it's the Lakers. I don't feel as good about it with the Suns. I think we could still win. I could still win that bet. I feel great about it if it's the Warriors, just like Mr. Haber's show said. I think Minnesota's going to struggle to get to the conference finals. I just think that they're not there yet. They're not that team yet. They're not consistent enough on offense. Now, Anthony Edwards, ridiculous star turn, another level turn, leveling up since Cat went down is disconcerting, and Cat is a huge, huge injection of offensive firepower, but my skepticism remains.
All right, Bill. Last night, the New York Knicks blew out the Celtics as New York had a 29-point lead heading into the fourth and final quarter in Boston, where the Celtics had only lost three games prior to last night all season. Tatum, Brown, and Porzingis all played for Boston. Buy or sell last night was a statement for the New York Knicks.
A buy. That's a huge, huge
buy.
Win. Huge win. That's all I got for it. You want more?
Nope. If you don't have more.
I got more if you want more.
We don't
the Knicks
more.
Are good, man. By the way, how buy or sell one of the most surprising stories in the last 12 months is the New York Knicks?
Buy.
Yeah, I would agree.
All right, Bill. Speaking of good, former NBA head coach Stan Van Gundy had very high praise for Luka Doncic.
I think actually the best offensive player now that I have ever seen is Luka Doncic.
That he has ever seen. Bill, buy or sell that Stan Van Gundy went too far with his praise.
I'll sell. I don't.
Sell.
I don't know that he's right, but I think, I mean, Luka's pretty amazing. And the thing is, he said offensive player. You know, there's a level of excellence that enhances a player when it, defensively. I would probably put, see, I think, because I think what he's actually saying is individual offensive player. He's saying individually excellent as an offensive player, not creator, although obviously Luka can do that. I think Steph's a better offensive player. I think it's easy to forget this guy named Kevin Durant, who's still playing. I think there's a case for this guy. Have you heard of him? He's kind of, I'm going to go deep cut obscure. It's obnoxious, but whatever. I'm an expert. Michael Jordan. There's some pretty good players that have been out there in the course of history in the NBA and some that are still in the league playing. But I think Luka is playing at a level where that's an interesting conversation. I think it's not set yet, but I do think it's, he belongs on a list. I'm not sure I'd put him at the top of the list just yet.
All right, Bill, let's get to some baseball here. 20-year-old Jackson Holliday is 0-for-8 in the big leagues. Four strikeouts after Baltimore called him up earlier this week. Now, in both games, he's batted in the 9 spot and been playing second base. Bill, buy or sell moving Jackson Holliday out of the 9 hole in order to make him feel more comfortable.
He's got a ribby. He's got a ribbies.
Exactly, a ribbies.
Yeah. I mean, sell.
Sell.
I think the thing is just to be chill with the guy. And I think the thing about the 9 hole is he's going to feel pressure, but you feel a lot less pressure if you're there. I mean, you put him in the 2 or the 5 or the 6 or whatever you're suggesting, right? The 7. 7. I mean, yeah, you could put him at 8 or 7, but is it really going to be that big of a distinction? And when you hit in the 9 hole, the top of the lineup is coming up right after you, so there's actually a level of protection there. I actually think 9 is a lot better as a young guy. You're going to see better pitches than if you're at 6 or 7. Because the top of that lineup comes right back up. So he'll be fine. He'll figure it out.
It's time for No Context.
Ooh, haven't done this in a while.
Sell.
It's been a minute since we've done this. Just one for you today. Buy or sell Mike Tomlin can get the best out of Russell Wilson.
I mean, buy.
Buy.
He could also get the best out of a brick that was just sitting on the street. But that doesn't mean it's going to win you games. Right. It won't be a Tomlin problem. I have one for you. Can you play that little sounder again?
It's time for No Context Buy or Sell.
Buy or sell every time you do a whole No Context Buy or Sell segment. You should play that after the open to just surprise all of us with what's coming.
Buy.
Right? Try it on.
I could do
check
that.
It out.
I could put that together.
Buy or sell when you shop for clothes, you're a try it on guy.
Sell.
Yeah, I know.
The worst part.
Right, sure, the dressing room's right there. Yeah, there's a stranger over there. You know what they have in common? I don't want any part of either of them. I'll take the shirt.
Yes. Amen.
Right? God, that'd be greed. Why are you dancing? You're a weird guy, too.
It's Friday!
I wish people could see how often. And Tom's got these different dances. When he's uncomfortable with something I've said, or he thinks I'm going to embarrass him or bring up, you know, whatever, the Odyssey volunteer work he should do, and he won't be a volunteer. He has a certain dance with his shoulders. When he's happy, he's like, oh, one segment. He dances sort of side to side with his whole body. When he's really uncomfortable, you feel like he did something wrong, he dances with his head. It's weird, man.
It's Friday,
you have these
man.
Dance tells.
Dance it out. Dance it out.
can't. Buy or sell dance it out. Buy.
Buy.
Tommy Dance Party. Great stuff. All right, let's. I'm excited about Bum of the Week. We haven't done. Did you actually win Bum of the Week? We gotta find this out. Did you actually get Bum of the Week last week? Did Bogish make you Bum of the Week in the imaging?
That's the key. He made me Bum of the Week, but not in the segment itself. So you need to give the ruling here whether it counts.
It was a throwaway. It was just like blah blah. We did a different segment. Oh, on the way out.
Right at the end of the show last Friday.
Why don't you effort and find out for me, and we'll come back with a ruling. So, whether or not Tom was Bum of the Week last week and this week's Bum of the Week, after we get a CBS Sports Radio update from Andrew Bogish.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, welcome back into the show. Bill Ryder with you. What's up? What's up? All right, so let's get a conclusion on this. Did Mr. Bogish, who filled in last week, officially do Bum of the Week in terms of play the, you know, the, hey, I'm a bum music and such?
It was not done in segment, no.
And what was his commentary then, or his perspective on your bumdom?
That I would have not handled the earthquake that was felt in Manhattan, in New York City, two Fridays ago? That I would not have handled the situation well.
Have we discussed whether or not there was an earthquake because New York City missed you so much?
Ooh, no, we have not.
We have not had that talk? Where is he? Just a raging... All right, you were not Bum of the Week last week. Just put in the dock, just, you know, forfeited by fill and host or something. Not done by Mr. Bogish.
Me and Doc Rivers still tied.
I mean, I wouldn't have liked it, but it would have counted had he done the segment and made you Bum of the Week. And I would have felt bad how funny I found it. Let's do this week's Bum of the Week.
Hallelujah, I'm a bum.
All he's doing is a whole lot of damn nothing.
I'm a bum.
You rotten bum!
I'm a bum.
They're a bunch of bums.
I'm a bum, I'm a bum, I'm a bum.
Who's the bum this week? Let's find out on Writer Than You.
What up? All right. I don't know who to nominate from the Timberwolves, but somebody in this ownership mess has to be. So, the people involved in the ownership mess of the Minnesota Timberwolves, Timber, are sketching on, are nominated. All right. I think you got to nominate Doc Rivers. I know they won a game, but 17-17 so far with the Bucks. Lost three consecutive games for the first time in 30 years to teams who were outright double-digit favorites over. And blamed the traveling staff. Was that last week?
That
we weren't here.
Yeah, we were not doing the show that week. Yep.
And there was no Bum of the Week last week, so we can carry stuff over. I mean, this is your stupid nomination. This is your excellent nomination, but Aaron Rodgers for being... What's wrong with yummy? Are you playing?
Deep and rich and yummy.
Okay, I take it back. I'm stupid for doubting you. Is that really what he said about an NBA season?
Yummy.
But is that... The context of that is... That NBA season last year that I found my love again is... Can you play the longer version?
He re-fell in love with football.
That is crazy, man. He's the best. All right, hit me.
And I have this incredible off-season experience in a new city, in a new town, with new teammates, a new organization, an owner for the first time, and really falling back in love with a game that I first fell in love with when I was 5 years old. And it was absolutely beautiful and special and deep and rich and yummy and just incredible. And then one of the most heartbreaking nights of my life when I played four plays. Talk about an ego death.
Did he say ego debt?
Ego death.
Death.
Yummy.
I mean, what a... All right, he's nominated.
Yummy.
He's nominated. I don't have that many more. It feels like kind of a dearth here of... I'm not going to nominate Kurt Heelan for missing a show. It happens, and he's our guy, and he came on the next day. I'm just kind of looking back through the week here. You know what I'm saying?
Deep and rich.
You know what?
I'm
going to nominate Draymond Green for saying that Zach Edey somehow gave up or body language silliness or whatever that obnoxiousness was.
That was actually a great one.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I'm sure this point has been made. I didn't see it. You're going to accuse a guy who's trying to carry a team of giving up on his team because of body language when you have literally let your team down by not being physically present because of your bad behavior? Are you kidding me? This is really tough because I really want it to be Doc. But you got to do the things that are right in the world. I'm not going to do Ipe. It's too serious. What do you think?
Yummy.
Well, not to me. He's not winning. You know what? You know what? I'm not going to be a captive of the moment. We didn't get one last week. So for being 17-17 and throwing under the bus the people that packed the bags, Doc Rivers, this is familiar space for you. You're the bum of the week, bro.
That's your bum of the week.
I detest you!
On Writer Than You.
You know, like, there are times where someone's going to beat somebody and then the surprised person loses and the surprised person wins and there's a separation that went the opposite way you thought? That's what just happened for you. Because you should have been bum of the week last week, but Andrew didn't do it.
I wasn't even here!
I'm not saying it would have been just, but you should have been.
On how I potentially would have handled the earthquake?
I can't control the two Fridays a year I take off. Who does bum of the... What they make bum of the week?
You can control it. It's your show. You can overrule it.
I can't overrule someone making someone bum of the week.
I kind
of
think
if they made
can.
Me bum of the week, right? It would stand. Then that person would be bum of the week for 30 straight weeks. But it would stand. What would have been really interesting is if he had made you bum of the week, would I have made him bum of the week for making you bum of the week?
No, you would have laughed and thought it was funny that I was bum of the week and I wasn't even here.
Well, there's no doubt about that part of the equation. Huge weekend, by the way, in the NBA. When we come back on Monday, we're going to have most of the playoffs set, the play-in formula, tournament, games. By the way, do you know that they don't exist? They don't exist. If you want to go look up play-in tournament, I've never tried to do this before until yesterday. I was trying to look up what game Karl Anthony Towns was awful. And the NBA seems to have gone out of their way to hide play-in game tournament box scores.
Now, if I forced you to pick which stats they should go towards, regular season or playoffs, what would you say?
Yeah, I mean, look, no, is what I would say. But I'd like them to be available. It is a weird kind of purgatory place it occupies. Look, the show Loki on Disney Plus got weird. I couldn't finish it. And I like weird. But it's a TVA sort of outside of time and space. But it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Loki, that was one of Tay-Tay's boyfriends, right?
Yeah.
That's him, right?
Tom Middleston, is that his name?
Hiddleston. Yeah.
And they were... Hiddleswift? I can't remember. They had a name.
It's been a long week.
It's been a long week, man. True talk. How did I sound this morning when we first talked?
You sound a little tired.
I sound a little broken.
A little tired.
You're never that nice to me, and I thought I must really sound like...
I didn't want to say the wrong thing, man.
You were eggshells.
Not to say anything.
Yeah. Tommy, you there? How's your morning going? I don't know. How do you want it to be going? I don't know, man. Good, I think.
To a T. That was my thought process.
All right. Am I going to hear from you this weekend? You've really turned a weird corner. Now you want to be best friends. Are you going to hit me up this weekend? What's going on there?
I can tell I was driving you crazy yesterday with my texts.
No, actually, you don't want to know what I think, but I think it's really good.
I know. You were incensed.
No, I was not. I was like, this is really impressive. All right, good stuff. Have a great weekend. I'm Bill Ryder. He's Pretty Daddy. Thanks for listening to CBS Sports Radio.
Deep and rich and yummy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.